You know what's important, trying to figure out who your starting quarterback is going to be.
Really?
I think we've established that.
There's a stunner.
I think we've established that since the day we found out that Deshaun Watson probably isn't going to be playing this year. So, Dan, I need to ask you this too, because work in motion. We are going to do a daily, a bi-weekly, a tri-weekly update.
Aren't we supposed to hash this out behind the scenes?
No, it's
we come right on the
air.
It
is way more fun to do this on the air. This way, everyone feels like they're a part of the show.
No, the listeners sure enjoy it.
Of course they do. Daily feels overkill. It feels like something that we should do.
And I agree. I agree. And I think the listeners agree. And they want to say, hey, I agree with Dan Menigan because I think Dan's right. Daily is an overkill when we do the quarterback standings for the Browns.
Feels like we should do it on a tease. Tuesday, Thursday. I feel like maybe twice a week, Tuesday, Thursday, we do it that way.
Except this week, because we'll be doing it on Monday in the next 30 seconds.
Maybe Tuesday, Friday.
Tuesday, Friday. I like that.
Nice.
Wait, what, one coming out of a preseason game and one going into a preseason game?
But you see as well, these are the kind of conversations that we should probably have behind the scenes.
People
so it sounds mildly
to
more
feel
organized.
Like they, this is not our show. This show was gifted to us by the powers that be. The great Odyssey gods, that have given us the power to be able to use this platform to make you a part of the show. So we will probably do it twice a week. Jeff, let's go through this right now as we sit here at 1 o'clock before camp starts on the Monday before things really get moving.
Yeah.
Okay. You have your quarterback standings. And by the way, the scenarios that can play out in this thing are wild. Having four changes things immensely because now you can ask yourself, well, it's four now. Will it be four when the season starts? Will it be four when we get to the first preseason game? Will it be four before they head off to the Greenbrier? Oh, wait a minute. They're not going to the Greenbrier this year. Oh, that's already changed something. So
tell me what you're looking for in the order, would you?
Okay. When I look at the order and as I create my standings for the Browns quarterback situation, it is how is Kevin Stefanski going to win with what quarterback? So it's based on, for me, I look at this not from a fan's perspective. I can't do that. I can't do it. I've got to look at it from the head coach whose team only won three games last year and averaged under 16 points per game.
Should we count five quarterbacks or just four?
Well, yeah, you can put the fifth in. The fifth, for me, it will always be the same because Watson can't change.
Okay.
Unless for some reason they decide that they're going to cut him, which makes no sense at all financially.
All right.
None. So Watson's on there. So if you want to make it a five-horse race, it's more the AL East than it is the AL Central.
Most likely to play and start is what you're thinking?
Yes. According to you, most likely to start.
At the beginning of the season or for the most of the year? I'm looking for parameters.
I'm going to say beginning of the season. Dan, agree? Oh, disagree.
Beginning of the season changes my rankings.
Beginning of the season.
All right. Number one's Kenny Pickett.
I figured this was a living, breathing document.
Yeah. Number one's Kenny Pickett. Number two is Joe Flacco. Number three is Dylan Gabriel. Number four is Shedeur Sanders. And if you're thinking big picture, all season long type of thing, I had Deshaun Watson fourth and Shedeur Sanders fifth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, so show your work on Pickett then.
It's simple to me. He's 27. He has potential upside, not only in length of career, but in ability. I think he has upside. And if I am Andrew Berry, he's the guy I'm pulling for so that it alleviates the need to think, oh, my God, I still got to find a quarterback. I don't have a choice. Now, if you go into next year's draft and the quarterback you really like, and they'll be looking at quarterbacks, is readily available to you, that probably doesn't matter what happens this year. But I just love the idea of a guy going out and actually winning the job this year and giving the Browns a long-term possibility. It's that simple. And I think Pickett is in a little better position to do that than either one of the rookies right now. Although I keep thinking about Dylan Gabriel.
Here's how I'm looking at it. Big picture. Okay. And I've kind of said this over the last couple hours. I don't believe there will be four quarterbacks on the roster when the season starts. I believe that another team is going to want one of our quarterbacks to be their number two quarterback, or unfortunately something might happen to one of these quarterbacks during camp, and that would just leave you just natural attrition, so you'd only have three left. That said, again, through Kevin Stefanski's eyes, he's got to look at it, and he's got to look at that schedule, and he's got to look at who they're playing, and he's got to build confidence in a team so that they can win more than three games this year, and that they can get to 5, 6, 7 to make him feel more secure, to make the entire organization feel more secure as we start looking ahead to what life is going to be like with the Dome. And that doesn't necessarily mean the quarterback has to be on the team right now. That's why I'm saying that I think it's Flacco by a nose right now. I do believe in some situations they do want Kenny Pickett to be the starting quarterback. He's the reason they went out there and got him first. I also believe that they think maybe long term that Taylor Gabriel is that guy. And, or Dylan, yeah, I say Taylor Gabriel. Sorry. Dylan Gabriel. Have I called him Taylor a couple times today?
I think just once, but
okay, good. I think that's only been the first.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Give sorry, it time.
All right, I'll try. Shedeur Sanders is sitting in the four spot with tons of potential. I just think he's going to have to learn the game a little bit more before anyone's going to give him the opportunity to go out there and say hike, or the guys are going to have to get injured in front of him. And then Deshaun Watson sits there, and I will not rule out Deshaun Watson not starting games at the end of the season if he's healthy. Return on investment.
Well, that's where I had him ahead of Shedeur Sanders.
That if he was ready before Sanders, is that what you're saying? Or
no, if he's ready.
Yeah.
I think it would be late in the season.
I do think that if Watson takes the field and Flacco or Pickett's still on the team and they're healthy, that saves Kevin.
Well, if Watson takes the field, Pickett and Flacco won't be on the team. One of them might be, but not both.
I would think that they'd have to be injured for them still to be on the team and him be able to play.
Or not be on the team.
One of the two.
Yeah.
Dan, give us your standings.
In the living, breathing document that is the quarterback power rankings, Pickett is one. I think because they made the move to go get him, he was the first move that they made. I think that gives him a slight advantage, and the fact that they are hoping to find some kind of diamond in the rough, I think he's going to get the first go. Then Joe Flacco, then Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, and I think when Watson comes, if Watson comes back, I should say, he will be behind Shedeur Sanders. I do not think he touches the field this season, no matter how much money you buried into him, just because there's no future. It's like it just kind of is what it is. We know what this guy is here.
Well, there's a future next year. He's got one more year on the contract.
Then I alter slightly. There's no future that involves winning.
Wow. I'm not going to argue with that. We haven't seen him play to a level where you thought, yep, okay, good. You're sold there.
That guy's a winning quarterback in the NFL in a brown and orange uniform.
All right, so here's the next part of this question. Then we'll add, I see there are folks on the line already that want to hop in. They want to give us their quarterback rankings. We want to hear you. 216-474-0092. Will the starting quarterback in 2020 is the starting quarterback? I'll ask it this way. Is the starting quarterback in 2026 currently on the roster, active or inactive? Flacco, wow. Pickett, Gabriel, Sanders, Watson. Will one of those five quarterbacks be your starting quarterback when they say hike more than a year from right now?
Yes.
Will be the starting quarterback?
Yes.
Dan?
Be the starting quarterback is a different conversation.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Because if they draft somebody next year with Gabriel and Sanders on this team, my guess is one of those guys would be starting a quarterback while next year's first round draft choice has two or three games to sit and watch. Then he'd take over.
Unless he's 1-1. Because we all know if you bring him in somebody 1-1, it's very, very hard, as much as I personally would say he probably needs to sit for a period of time. It is very hard when you bring in 1-1 to look at your owner and your biggest owner of all, or your biggest fan of all fans, which is the owner of this team, and say, yeah, this guy needs to sit for a little bit.
Okay. Is the quarterback of this team the starter for next season?
No.
Is he on the roster?
No. No, because I think they're going to take a quarterback at 1-1.
I hate to agree with you, but I agree with you. I think it's...
Dan's nice to agree with. Why do you hate agreeing with him?
Because I don't want to agree with him. I think it makes for a lame show. I like when we debate things.
A lame show.
I like when we debate things and we try to come to a higher ground educationally or dumber ground, because I'm pretty good at that too.
Here's the question. Can you see... This is going to come off really poorly. Can you see Jimmy Haslam taking a quarterback? Let's say they trade up, right? Because I don't think, you know, they might not be the worst team in the league or anything like that, but they're holding two first-round picks this year. They have their picks back. Let's say they trade up. Can you see Jimmy Haslam trading up to the first overall pick in the draft and saying...
Absolutely.
Yeah, guys, I trust you. Let him sit for 6 to 8 games.
Oh, yeah, guys, I trust you.
Let him sit for 6 to 8 games so that he can learn and
develop. That's so hypothetical, but I'll give you an answer and say yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ask me the question one more time.
Mr. Baskin, can you see your owner trading up to the number one overall pick, using that pick on a quarterback, and listening to your coach and GM look at your owner and say, you know, he needs to sit for about 6 to 8 games?
No.
Nor can I.
No. Why did I go out and get this guy? Why? Because in the back of the owner's mind, and it's not just Jimmy Haslam, I think it's any owner in the NFL.
Correct.
Is not going to sit there and say, let's be honest. Let's just say they don't have the first pick in the draft next year, okay, and that they've got to combine their two first-round picks to move up, maybe perhaps give up the next number one, and you may throw in one of these rookie quarterbacks that we have this year into next year's trade to get the number one overall pick if you think you need to do that, right? I mean, here's a chance for them to show a promising young rookie quarterback who's not going to get the opportunity because they want to go out and get another quarterback. So, that said, unless Gabriel or Sanders gets the opportunity to jump off the page this year, the starting quarterback of next year's team is not on the roster right now, that they will go out and draft a quarterback. And whether it's Aller or Manning or Nussmeier, right? Isn't Doug Nussmeier's kid? This is his big year. That it'll be one of those guys. And there's just no way. If you're Jimmy Haslam and you've got the opportunity to get Arch Manning, you're making that happen.
Well, if he turns out to be the guy. I mean, just because his name is Manning doesn't necessarily mean he'll be the number one guy. And I don't mean number one pick. I mean the best quarterback coming out.
Yeah. How many quarterbacks have we had on this team for marketing purposes? I'm not trying to belittle it, but
never forget that fact.
Stop.
Jeff?
Just stop.
Stop telling you the truth?
No, I don't want to go there.
I'm just saying, and it doesn't guarantee winning.
You can't
next.
Do that again.
You can't?
And they didn't do it the first time because they thought they were getting the guy because of football reasons.
Give us your QB power rankings. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.